There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA, and special edition because it is
the most wonderful time of the year.
It's March Madness. We've rebranded.
Yes, I love it. Time. March Madness. Yes.
And you guys, we've never had this many people vote in a competition. Like, I'm not kidding. You quadrupled the amount of votes that we had from last year. Like, that is insane. That is insane. I'm obsessed with how invested everyone is. And this is a wild bracket. I just want to say the seedings I was shocked by of where you guys decided. Because again, remember, Mary and I don't vote. We provide the platform. It's for you, by you. You guys are
for the people,
ones.
By the people. Yes.
I think we should just like, let's just get into
jump
it.
Into
so
it.
Like, we'll walk through you guys through the seeds. Then we'll start talking about some matchups, what we think's going to happen, what could be underdog, how it all could go. But like, let's just get right into it with the 16 seeds, Mary.
You guys, I mean, so let's, we can start from where do you want to start?
Let's just do this. Like we've got, okay, so let's go. 16, we've got PK. We've got Jeremy Locke from Real Housewives of Dallas, 16 seed. We've got Z from Below Deck. And we've got Todd, Alexia's husband from Miami.
He almost didn't make the competition. He was like one of my hottest guys. He's a top four to me, Todd.
Todd. I mean,
has PK made it before?
I don't think so.
I don't think PK has made it before.
Honestly, I feel like he really shone. He's shining this season. He looked better. He was making us laugh.
Will Dorit send us a photo for him? What do you think?
He's blocked us, so he won't be.
But Will Dorit, what do you think? I think she will.
I think based on everybody. What?
Have we ever DM'd with her?
I don't believe so.
So maybe we won't. Oh man.
We'll see what happens.
I hope she sends us a sexy photo.
But again, we'll talk about this afterwards too, but like we need you guys to reach out to your favorite Bravo loves to make sure they send us the photos because this is important because we always know those who submit that are in on it, that want to be a part of this tend to go further because people like to see that they're part of it.
Right.
They understand they are hot and they need to move forward.
Also the Jeremy Locke thing. I feel like at one year he made it to like, he's definitely a sweet 16.
He was the elite eight. I'm pretty sure last year.
I thought so. And I think a good strategy is to send different photos every time.
Yes. DeAndre would send us different ones each round. Like that was smart.
And I think that was smart.
I think it was smart. Okay.
There's strategy guys
there. Listen, you've got to play the best offense. Is a good defense. The best defense is a good offense. Honestly, sports terms.
Yeah.
You know,
we're in a bracket. We're in a bracket.
Okay. 15 seeds. We've got Chris Manzo, Amrit Kapai, John Moody, and Mario Singer.
I mean, how did we even put Chris Manzo with these gentlemen?
You guys love a Manzo boy. You love a Manzo boy. It bothers me though that every year John Moody is low in the seating and he is so freaking hot.
Can you not see his eight pack, people?
Hello. But
he's an artist.
But I will say, for how many years that show has been off the air, it is good to see his name still pop up that people still know. Hey,
unforgettable.
Yes, exactly. I love seeing Amrit in here. I love Mario. Will Ramona send us a photo?
No, probably not.
Avery?
Her Instagram series right now, she's in Aspen and she thinks she is 22, you know? Like, and then she's like, guys, she was clearly wasted last night. Then she decides to go skiing today. She put her shoes on the wrong foot. Like her ski boots. I'm like, how did you even get it in there? Like ski boots are already hard to get on. Like, how did you get the wrong foot in the wrong? I mean, I just don't know.
It's just, you know, it's a good thing we don't do the best housewife because.
No, there's no other bracket. You know, people have tried to, many people are like, do the one with the women. Or I see people like do like best reunion.
We like to objectify the men. Okay.
And this is the number one bracket of Bravo, guys.
Unofficial, not sanctioned by Bravo, not sponsored by Bravo, but we're always here, you know? Okay.
Are we not going to be a bartender on Thursday night when it's the first night of voting?
How? Just very Andy. Easily the day comes and it goes.
All right. What if they call us this week and they're like, you got to be here Thursday? Where'd you go?
I need Cool Sculpt. And some Botox in my forehead because those 11s are popping up. Speaking of 11s, let's go to 14. Okay, so 14s. We've got Chef Adam Glick from Below Deck. We've got Marge's Joe Bonino. We've got Below Deck's Kelly Johnson. And we've got Terry DeBrow.
Who voted for him? I just don't get it.
Leather jacket. Big fans of leather.
I just don't get it. Also, I never realized that was Adam's last name.
Yeah. So, and let's say something about Kelly Johnson, kind of a John Moody, right? Hasn't been on the air for years, but people still appreciate and understand hot people.
And I don't think Marge's Joe has made it either before.
Yes, he has. He was last year. He was a low seed but he was one and done. So it'll be interesting to see. Let's see what he does this year, you know?
Yeah.
On to 13. All right. We've got Josiah Carter, Below Deck. We've got Adam Kenworthy. Again, a blast from the past. You guys get hot. Carol's Adam.
You guys just, you can't forget when they rode on the bike together or
the good
when
summers
they
are over.
The sexy cooking, the sexy chef.
Salad. Yeah. Yep. We've got Nima Van from Shaw's, and we've got Chef Ben from Below Deck, who's always giving me these like off-brand Tom Hiddleston vibes.
Okay, you guys. So we made a PowerPoint and I showed Michael the PowerPoint and he literally was like, fucking hell, this is terrible. Like, you know, I'm going to just give me your computer. So he like completely reorganized it so it looks pretty. And he's like, do you have another photo for this guy for Ben?
I don't think Ben is very photogenic.
He was like, do you have another photo for this guy? This is not a good photo of him. And I'm like, Michael, I'm like, that's just his hair. Like that's just how he looks. And he's like, I think you could do better. I kept the same photo. He made me go pick another photo for Eddie Judge as well.
Okay. You're spoiling it here. Spoiling it.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Let's move on to the 12s again. A good hottie. Kyra Whitfield, Sharice Sun. Hello.
Yes.
And then James Kennedy.
That was like shocking to me.
And Travis Mullen, Gina Kirshenshaw, whatever's from OC's boyfriend. Yeah. And Seth Marks. One of these is not like the other, and one of them is hot. That's what I'll say about that.
I'm surprised Seth made it this year based on that boob talk and.
Because we're going to talk about yourself. We're going to talk about some that didn't make it at the end of this too. But like, yeah,
NIT. That's like an act.
The tournament.
Not in the tournament.
Yeah. But interesting. So James probably won't send us a photo because again we've been blocked.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard to get one.
Yeah,
Kel probably won't send it.
And that's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay. Listen, we can't, again, as Mary said, she's made a gorgeous PowerPoint. You will have access to that. And if that's the photo you need to use, that's the photo you need to use, you know?
Right.
All right. Let's talk about my forehead. We're in the 11s. Woo-hoo! Okay. Peter Madrigal from Vanderpump Rules.
How, like, we didn't do, was he on the show at all this season? Not even
he
one
had
time.
Two like backgrounds that he popped through, you
so
know?
Rude.
Yeah.
Oh, Peter.
We've got Eddie Judge. Will Tamara has unblocked us. I feel like she's going to send us one.
She will 100%. I bet two T's in a pod talk about it on their podcast. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're going to have fun voting. Maybe they'll on the podcast. Would you go? I would.
I'm busy that day. So Bolo.
You wouldn't? Well, Mary, I can go first.
Okay. Yeah. We'll figure. Let's put our hypotheticals.
I could do it from my bedroom. Like we always do. We also,
Yeah,
Tamara went on a hike with Kyle this week.
Oh, her Teddy and Tamara.
Yeah.
And Kyle, Teddy, and Tamara. Yeah. Tamara looked like she was photoshopped into the pic. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't get
it
that.
It looked like she was just like,
you're definitely OC. You're not Beverly Hills.
Well, Teddy was like, they've just got to meet. And I'm sure, you know, I'd be curious if they talked about belly buttons. Okay, yes. Back to the 11th. We've got Bolo. Let's talk about Unforgettable. Am I right?
Also, when Michael was doing the PowerPoint, she's like, does this person have a last name? I was like, nope. It's just Bolo.
Yes.
It's just Bolo.
And then finally in the 11th, you guys voted. You love him. You love him to drive. And it's Kevin, the Sprinter van driver from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
That one is hilarious. How did that guy make it? I couldn't even find a good photo of him.
Well, I think that it's a screenshot, right? From the show.
If anyone could provide us
Kevin's last name, otherwise the picture may just be the screenshot of Kevin in front of the Sprinter van.
Right.
All right. On to the tens across the board. We've got Tom Sandoval. We've got Josh Flagg, who I don't believe Josh has ever made it.
And Josh is recently going through a divorce. So I hope he goes far.
Mm-hmm.
Really boosts his self-esteem.
Captain Glenn, another newbie.
I love Glenn. I hope he goes far. He's a sweetheart. This is someone that could win based on personality.
Okay. And then we got Tom Colicchio, the top chef himself.
Hot.
You just want to sizzle an egg on top of that head. Mr. Clean in the kitchen. On to the nines. I also got to say, this is very, when we start getting up here, like, I feel like there's very prevalent of like below deck, like summer, winter house. Like there, you know, it seems like there, maybe just because that's where the most people come from, you know, here. Yeah. We've got nines. We've got Colin Macy O'Toole. Mm-hmm. We've got Alex Radcliffe, both from
Bologna. You know, I love him.
I think will Heather fun. Gay
support him?
Yeah,
will share his stories. I hope so. I can only hope for
you Alex guys. That little dork made a Shane Simpson.
Oh, excited. Emily will for sure send us a photo of him.
You guys are loving that little dork, man.
Me too.
And finally, Jason Wimberly, Cameron's husband from Southern Charm.
He's never made it.
I think he made it last round, just was one and done.
Okay.
But let's, like, those nines.
Yeah.
They verse the eights. So let's go into the eight.
I think this is the hardest, the nine versus the eight.
I agree. I think there could be a few upsets here. You know?
Yeah.
We start with Michael the Butler.
Oh, I wonder how he's doing.
So I will say, you guys, I don't know if we love Michael. He's, I believe I saw that he's moving to a rehab facility in Florida.
Okay.
A lot of you, though, I'm curious if you voted for Michael the Butler, knowing he was Pat's Michael, or if you thought that he was a Butler, Michael, that Butler as well.
Oh,
they both have the same name. So nobody come for us because Rugit Michael did not make the cut.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Also, we've got Colin McRae from Below Deck.
Michael.
Oh yeah. Tell it.
He's like, you know, working on this PowerPoint and stuff. And he's like, oh yeah. Sometimes I watch his YouTube channel. He loves him apparently and he watches his YouTube channel on how to fix boats. Michael does not own a boat.
But if he did, he'd be ready because of Colin on YouTube. It's okay to have knowledge of things that you don't know.
Can't wait till we get that boat.
All right. Guillermo Zapata.
Guillermo, really, he campaigns for himself a lot. He sends us a ton of photos.
I love that, though.
Don't talk to him all year, but always in March we hear from him.
And you know, that's all we need to hear from him.
And we met him in person.
Okay.
Did we? When I pretended like I didn't know who Lisa Vanderpump was.
Oh,
was that? Talked to her about her.
Oh, you got a Cocker Spaniel too? Me too. Wow. This place is so pretty. Have you ever been here?
Oh, you own this restaurant?
Oh, interesting. All right. And finally in the eights, we've got Alex from Summer House. Now, some people, we posted today just kind of a collage of men that may or may not make it, right? We posted that today and people said, it's so weird. The bottom center square is empty, which is where Alex's photo is. But will he make it? Will he make a splash here?
I don't know.
Listen,
I think he could go.
I think he could.
A 16, a sweet 16.
All right. Let's head into the sevens. Seven. Starting off with Ryan Serhant.
Can't stand him. Met him.
You're just very mad about the time that he had no idea who you were.
He didn't know who I was and like would barely take a photo with me. He was very socially awkward. I'm like, you're at an event, like where you're promoting your book.
You guys, I love too that Mary still is like, he didn't know who I was, as if he should.
He should. He's, you know what? He's going to send us nothing. And same with him. And his wife won't even help either.
Okay. And then we've got Coach Shaw.
Yes.
Coach Shaw, will this be the last year he is here?
Why?
No, I don't know. Just, I don't know how the tide is going to turn once that trial starts.
No, I think he's always going to make it.
Okay.
Because he's hot.
All right. And you guys love toxicity. And we've got Austin Kroll.
I thought maybe he wouldn't make it because people were so mad at him, you know?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Apparently not.
Again, if you can't see the face because they're so tall, it'll get you far.
I mean, I will say, okay, he is fun.
Anything else? Okay. Okay.
He's fun. I went and got a sweatshirt with him and we drank all day together and it was pretty fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. This is like after like one of his first seasons though, wasn't it?
Mm, I can't not believe that day. I literally, after school, I went and hung out with Shep, Austin, and Carl. Like, who am I?
And this is when Carl didn't like us either. He
brought the moms from the school.
In another life.
Okay. I'm like, these are my friends. I taught all their kids. Like, what the fuck?
All right. And rounding out the sevens, we've got Cutie Patootie, Brian Benny from Family Karma. That's a good, these are like, we're
going
to
be, he'll be an active player.
Mm-hmm. He loves March Madness. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Into the Sixes.
I'm very excited about this one.
New entry.
Yeah.
Robert Sieber. Danielle's boyfriend from Summer House.
Very excited.
He can cook. He can set up the pool house.
I got nervous. I feel like I didn't get that great of a photo for the PowerPoint for him. So I'm sure Danielle will definitely set up something.
Fingers crossed. Then we've got Shane Keough.
An oldie but a goodie. Mm-hmm. I had such a crush on him when I was 18.
Was it like when he threw the bat at his mom?
Yeah, probably.
You love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we've got Albie Manzo.
Oldie but a goodie.
And we've got John Pringle.
So hot. He's really hot to me. And he's got a good voice. He's a singer, you know.
Anything else? Are you okay over there? Wow, wow, wow. This is Mary's favorite time of year, just to lust. And the best part is Michael's in for it too. So you guys are lusting together. Are you going to be like one of those people that are like, hey, we saw you from across the room and thought you'd be fun. And you're like inviting these men in.
No, but going to the next round, because Michael mostly doesn't know who any of these people are. And in the fives, we have Shep Rose, Kyle Cookie, John Barlow, and Tiki Barber. And he goes, I hope Tiki Barber goes far.
If you're a Giants fan, you know, this is like where it's getting tough. Again, Shep's pretty high. I think recency bias is good for some and good for others because we haven't seen a lot of Shep.
Yeah, he's on a trip right now with Taylor. They just went to Dubai, Paris, and
I think they're in Monaco, maybe.
Yeah, it looks fun.
Mm-hmm. I love that Kyle's in there. Yeah, John Barlow.
Do you think like Kyle will like get out the first round based on this season? The little leprechaun.
I love Kyle. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Because
John Barlow, he's going to go far. I hope he sends the photo himself, not Lisa.
I hope they both do.
Yeah.
As many photos as possible. All right. Heading into the fours. Again, with the toxic masculinity, we've got Joe Gorga.
He's seated very high.
Yes. We've got Eddie Lucas from Below Deck. And we've got Eddie Osefo, Wendy's husband from Potomac. And you've got Teresa's pool guy?
A four?
Anthony De Lorenzo.
He is very active. He'll send us a lot of
yeah. I mean, look, I love it. A four seed's like, remember, he's just been, is it because people don't like Louis? Louis did not make the cut.
Yeah. I'm so happy about that.
If you are surprised about that. So maybe this is a message to Teresa, the pool guy or bust, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Heading into the threes. We've got Tom Schwartz, which there's like drama. Like are him and Katie splitting? What's going on? I don't think so either. I think they're maybe setting up for a new storyline. Mm-hmm. We've got Mr. Steve Gold.
Okay. Also guys, when I was making the PowerPoint, you know, there's a Google form that we could see who the winners were. Mm-hmm. I did not know how to read the Google form correctly. And I was like, how did Steve Gold not make it? Oh my, like what? I completely read it wrong. I was like, do people just forget about him? It's just like the show hasn't been on for so long. Like, what happened? I was wrong. I wasn't reading the
Google form. He's a three seed. Yeah. He was a three seed. We've also got Jason Cameron, which is I thought this was a really high seed for him. And I'm very excited for him. I think he could go super far. He just kind of seems like such a sweetheart. He got a really great edit. I'm sure this is who he is, but you know, apparently you're going to see him on Summer House this week. He's in the new season of Winter House. We need more Jason.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And then rounding out the threes, we've got Harry Hamlin.
Harry Hamlin. AJ.
Harry Hamlin. All right. Last year, Lisa Rinna sent us a photo from 30 years ago of Harry Hamlin. 30 years ago.
Do you think we'll get one from the 2000s this year?
I could see maybe like from a recent magazine that he did. There could be something, but maybe the 2000s.
Yeah, that'd be great.
She's got 22 years from that. Right. We'll see if we get one from there. All right. Into the twos, you guys. Andy Cohen.
I think he's going to go pretty far this year.
Yep. Juan Dixon.
Yes.
So glad he's here right now. Captain Lee, a two-seed.
This was like, honestly, do you think everyone just wants to fuck Lee?
He's got BDE, and that's not below deck energy, if you know what I mean. And then rounding out the twos, Frank Catania Sr.
Yeah, that's great. Love it.
All right.
Get me an apple martini. I'm going to have a glass of wine during our presentation later.
I absolutely think you should.
Yeah.
All right. Into the ones, rounding it out. We've got Evan Goldschneider. We've got Craig Conover. We've got Frankie Catania Jr. And we've got Andrea Denver. Guys, I have a feeling this is wild. Let's just take a quick break and then let's like talk about all of these seeds and we'll go into like who's versing each other.
Perfect.
Okay, guys, I know we talked about this like a few weeks on the podcast, but Mary and I are going to start Prolon. If this isn't for you, don't even worry about it, but we want to just kind of detox and cleanse. And
I need a detox from myself.
Yeah. So we're starting fresh, but if you guys want to do it with us so that you have,
please do it. It's not going to be fun, but it is going to be fun and we can all do it together.
Yeah. Sometimes doing things together just like makes it a little bit easier.
You know, we can all enjoy the soups and olives together.
Mm. But if you guys do want to do it with us, so we reached out to them and got a code for you so that if you want to do it with us. So the website is Prolon, F as in Frankie, M as in Mauricio, and then D as in Dick. I don't know. Well, I don't know. .com. So ProlonFMD.com. And you can use the code TJG to get a percent off of Prolon Fast. So we're going to do it Sunday, March 20th, which is in 1 week. So if that's something that you guys want to do with us, feel free to order it and we could do it together. If it's not for you, don't even worry about it. And
no, but like do it together.
Okay. Right.
And then we're going to keep doing, I think we're going to do it once a month.
Well,
okay. I got this wedding coming up. So
yeah, but it's not just my really own, great way to cleanse, to detox. But again, you know, up to you
guys,
start
you,
but
you know,
code TJG, ProlonFMD.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits, I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
And we're back from the break.
Okay. So let's talk like these one. I mean, these one seeds are strong. This is like a lot of times what it, but Andrea to be a one seed after one season of Winter House and half a season of Summer House being a one seed, you guys love him. And I feel like you want to vote for Andrea over Craig. Like, I'm so curious if it comes down to them.
I think Andrea is going to take it.
Okay. Should we go through the brackets and we'll kind of,
oh, and guys,
yes.
Also, yes. There is the Hot Hall of Fame this year. Oh. Don't forget the Hot Hall of Fame. So our past winners will be competing against each other. We just thought it would be more fun to eliminate them because let's face it, Carl was going to
always win.
Carl would.
I think Mauricio.
I think, we'll find out.
Okay. So this year it will be Carl. I mean, going up against each other for the first round will be Carl versus Bo. Mm-hmm. It's going to go to Carl. And then it's going to be Mauricio versus Luke. I think Mo will win. And then it's going to be Carl versus Mauricio. And I'm going Mo.
So interesting. I think it's going to be a really, really close race on that right side between Mauricio and Luke. I think Carl will dominate Bo because, you know,
right. Just Carl. But who's going to be the overall?
You think Carl?
I think it's going to be Carl. I think it's going to be Carl. I'll be curious though. I think it will be very close though.
And also you guys, what could be fun for you on the side is, you know, do your perfect bracket and you can get points based on that, the winning, like a real March Madness contest. So I'm going Mauricio all the way. Sounds like you're a Carl.
Okay. Yes. But you could bet points, but we won't have any money to give you. I just do want to put that out there. It's like, but don't worry. We're going to have the master copy for you. We'll make sure that you have a copy right. So you can do it online. You'll make your own copy from the doc. And then if you want to print it out, we have a black and white printable one for you as well.
Are you doing a regular March Madness, like basketball one? Like
maybe, but this is more important to me.
Okay. Got it.
Sure. I'll do that. We, you know,
but are you hosting one?
I am not this year.
Okay.
This has taken precedent of my life and I don't feel like people understand how important this is. Like
people are excited.
No, I'm saying like the men that would join the one that I used to run.
Oh,
if right. I told them, I'm sorry, but here's a bracket you could fill out. They would say, excuse me. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I know a lot of women out there that their boyfriends, their husbands,
yes,
that they are just as into this.
Wait, some girl DM'd us and was like, I just found my boyfriend on Instagram. And she's like, I didn't even know he had an Instagram. And then she's like, oh, I forgot because I made him last year. Play this.
And he only follows one account and it's us. Like she was like, what the hell is he doing having an Instagram account? Like he's cheating. And little did she know, no, it was because it was March Madness and we were the only account that he followed.
March Madness.
Madness. Sorry, you're right. God, that rebrand. God,
the rebrand.
Madness. Okay, so madness. Let's go into, we'll start at the top left of the bracket. Okay, so we're doing 1-16. This is the easiest way to remember if you're not a March Madness person, but now you're a March Madness person. In the first round, the seeds that are going up against each other will always add up to 17.
Good trick. Okay?
So you got 1 and 16, you got 8, 9, you got 5, 12, 4, 13, 6, 11, 3, 14, 7, 10, 2, 15. Got it?
Got it. Okay.
Top left. Let's go. You go.
Okay. So it's Frank Catania Jr. versus Jeremy Locke. I'm going Frank.
I agree. I think Frank's going to take it. Okay, then you got Alex Walk versus Jason Wimberly. I'm going Alex. But that means that Frank and Alex already are going against each other in the second round.
Bye, Alex.
There are going to be some tough rounds, I'm telling you, like right off the bat. Okay, right. We've got Tiki Barber versus Seth Marks.
I mean, Tiki.
Tiki.
Tiki. What a great name.
Eddie Lucas versus Nima Vand. Eddie, I'm guessing. Yeah, Eddie went pretty far last year and he sent us like some funny photos. So I feel like that really showed his personality. People love that. John Pringle versus Peter Madrigal.
Pringle.
Okay.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
This is a tough one. Tough first round. Jason Cameron versus Terry DeBrow.
How did Terry DeBrow make this? I'm that pissed about it, guys. Pissed.
Not even that. A 14 seed. Jason. Wasn't even a 16.
Jason.
Okay.
We'll take it.
We've got Coach Shaw versus Josh Flagg.
Now this makes me sad because I wanted Flagg to go farther, but I'm going Shaw.
Yep. Okay.
And then go Coach.
We've got Captain Lee versus Amir Kapai.
I don't like Lee. I'm actually.
You don't like him?
I don't like Lee. And so I'm going. I'm going Amir.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's a tough first.
That would be a huge upset. Huge.
Yep. All right. Let's go bottom left. We've got Craig versus PK.
This makes me sad because I wanted PK to go. Sorry, PK.
Mary is such a PK fan.
I'm going to vote PK.
Inherently cold. You're deliberately cold.
I'm going to go PK. Okay. You guys, let's band together. Let's get Craig out right away.
Wow.
Everyone vote PK.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Then we've got Guillermo versus Shane Simpson.
Shane, I'm going Shane.
Wow. I love the underdog take. I love the underdog take. Okay. Next, we've got Kyle Cook versus Travis Mullen, Gina's boyfriend. I think Kyle.
Cookie.
Yep. All right. Eddie Osefo versus Ben Robinson.
Eddie.
Shane Keough versus Bolo.
That's going to be an interesting matchup.
Tough one.
Yeah.
A tough one.
I'm going Bolo.
Okay. Me too. I'll do that too. I think I'd rather stare at Bolo. I'll tell you that. I'm over it. Got a bachelorette in April. Come on over. Okay.
Could you imagine if you went to a bachelorette and he was really the guy?
But here's what would be funny though. Like, but he was hired, but not as like Real Houses of Atlanta Bolo, just like he was hired because he's good at what he does. And then you're sitting there and you're like, I know who that is. That is Michael Bulware, AKA Bolo from RHOA. All right. Mm-hmm. Next we've got Tom Schwartz versus Joe Bonino.
Oh, it's going to be Schwartzy.
That's going to be a Schwartzy.
All right. I think this is going to be an upset here. We've got Ryan Serhant versus Tom Colicchio.
Colicchio.
I think Tom. I'm going Tom too.
Yeah.
And then we've got the New Jersey battle of Frank Catania Sr. versus Chris Manzo.
Senior's going to take it. Senior is going to take it.
I think so. All right. Headed over to the top right. We've got, this is a tough one for you. I can already feel it. We've got Andrea versus Todd.
You know what? I'm going Todd.
Wow.
I'm going Todd.
Wow.
That's how I'm going to vote.
So you're just going the opposite. You're going low seed all the way.
No, I mean, I just like Todd more.
That's fine. Yeah.
I would marry Todd.
Yeah. Okay. Next, we've got Colin McRae versus Alex Radcliffe.
This is a hard one for me. That is hard. Alex.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm going to go Colin.
Okay.
Okay. Shep Rose versus Cairo Whitfield. This is going to be an upset. It has to be.
Yeah.
I just want to remind people too that there was a Shep Rose versus John Moody, and you guys picked Shep.
Yeah.
And
interesting.
That was a tough one for me. I shed a tear, and I don't cry. Okay. Next, we've got Joe Gorga versus Josiah Carter.
I can see this being an upset too.
Oh, I don't think so. Gorga's going to go. Gorga's going to make the Elite Eight.
I think Joe Gorga, the photo that will be submitted will be him in tight jeans with no shirt.
I agree.
I think that's what's going to be submitted.
I agree.
All right. Next up, Albie Manzo versus Eddie Judge.
Albie.
Okay. I think a lot of these might come down to the photo that they submit.
I agree.
Okay. And we've got Harry Hamlin versus Adam Glick, Chef Adam.
HH, baby. HH.
All right. This is a tough one for you.
I know.
This is a tough one.
No, Brian Benny and Captain Lee. I'm going.
No, Captain Glenn.
Captain Glenn. I'm going Glenn.
Okay.
What about you?
Brian. I think Brian is just such a cutie.
Yeah.
Okay. Then finally.
Oh, this is a hard one.
This is hard for you too. Juan Dixon versus Mario Singer.
This is really hard for me.
I'm telling you, there are some first. That top right is a tough one.
Actually, I'm going to go Mario because I'm mad at Juan from this season.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. But I'm going to go Juan because if I take away everything he's done and just want to look at him, hello.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. All right. Down to the bottom right. First up, we've got Evan Goldschneider versus Z Dempers. Z is such a cutie, but
I know. I'm excited he made it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Evan.
It's going to be Evan though.
He's going to go Final Four.
I think we'll talk about it after, but I think it's going to come down. Evan's going far. Yeah. Michael the Butler versus Colin Macy O'Toole.
I hope it's Michael.
I think it's going to be Michael, right?
Yeah.
All right. John Barlow versus James Kennedy.
Barlow all the way.
John Barlow.
I think Barlow could make Elite Eight.
I think you're right.
I picked a bad picture of him for the PowerPoint presentation. It wasn't bad.
Wait, I thought it was cute because I love a backwards hat on men. Okay. I think.
That's all Michael wears.
Yeah. So I'm obsessed with your boyfriend. Okay. Then we've got Teresa's pool guy versus Adam Kenworthy.
I'm going pool guy.
This is a tough one. Like, there are some battles though, because the seating is so interesting. Like,
the pool guy campaigns for himself. So Adam won't even send us anything. So
I love just again, if somebody like we will put in the stories. We always put like submitted by, you know, submitted so that you guys know who submits the photos and the ones that we chose.
A lot of credit to Courtney for this because
I'm a psycho.
I try to help. And then she's very, detail oriented. I'm not. And she just does a really good job. She makes sure to DM every single guy, get all the photos perfectly placed, them, write a little thing at the bottom. I mean, we got it. This would not happen without Courtney. We need to really thank her.
Oh my God. You're welcome. But we do it together. This is for that PowerPoint is five stars. Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
Why am I here? How did I get here? I'm sorry. It's not going to be one judgy girl, one judgy guy. I think, guys, I would love to. I think we should have Michael come on the pod one time. He's going to watch like a week of shows with you. Like, and he will be a guest for the week.
No, he's too nice, so he won't say anything bad.
But that's okay. Well, we don't always say think bad things, do we? Are we bad people? Okay, moving on. Don't answer that.
We're going to hell. See you there. Let's have a cocktail.
Yeah. Okay, we've got Robert Sieber versus Kevin the Sprinter van driver.
That's a good... Robert, you've already made the top 32.
I just love Robert so much. And who doesn't love a supportive boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay. This is a tough one. Steve Gold versus Kelly Johnson.
This is not even a competition. Steve Gold.
I mean, I agree. I love Steve, but people love Kelly. Yeah. And I think, you know, if he's going to participate, that could get him a leg up in here. You know? This next one. Austin Kroll versus Tom Sandoval.
So I think Austin, so he has previously sent us his driver's license picture when he was 16.
He sent us nothing because he doesn't like to be objectified. But you know what? Neither do the women on Summer House.
Right. So
take that from front to back.
Do you think he'll send us anything?
Absolutely not. I'm surprised he hasn't blocked us.
Yeah, you're probably right.
No, he didn't send us last year. He just said, I don't like this. Okay, you would get mad if we did this to you. And I was like, you can post a picture of me.
Okay, so Tom Sandoval is going
to
win that one.
I would like Tom Sandoval to win.
Sandy.
I feel like Ariana and Tom will send something, you know? All right. And then finally, we've got Andy Cohen versus John Moody.
This is sad. John Moody, once again, is going to...
He's going to lose this round because people love Andy so much, but it upsets me because he deserves better.
Yeah. Okay, let's say who we think are top. Let's do 8, 4, 2, 1.
All right. So from the top left, which is like the Frank Catania Jr. one. Mm-hmm.
I guess we could just do top four. Or what do you think?
No, let's just say we'll do top eight. That's fine. Okay. Yeah. I think it'll come down to Frankie Jr. And I really think it'll come down to Captain Lee unless Jason beats Lee.
I think it's Frankie Catania Jr. And I actually think it will be Jason.
I like that. Jason, it's going to be tough for Jason, but I think he could do it. And then who wins between Frankie and Jason?
Frankie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your top four then. I think it'll be close. I think that what's different about this year, last year, I feel like there were some that were like far and away, like 75% of people voted for, you know, one person in 20. I think there's going to be a lot of close ones. Like I will tell you from the top two seeds, and we don't need to name like who the top two seeds are. There were less than 200 votes.
That is insane. Yeah.
That's insane. Okay. So the bottom left, what do you think?
So it's going to be a Craigie and
a Frank Senior, right?
Yeah, Frank Senior.
I think it's going to come down. I think Craig's going to win this. And
you think he's going to win the whole thing?
No. Oh, okay. I think he's going to be a bridesmaid again and Andrea will beat him overall.
Yeah. It's really, if they heavily campaign, because clearly Craig has a huge following. If Paige gets in on it too, Craig could take.
We've told Craig in the past years because Craig will always kind of campaign like right when he's in the finals, and it's like you can't campaign just in the final,
right?
You got to do it the whole time. So I think, and we've messaged him like, Craig, if you want to campaign, if you want to win, you got to campaign.
I think Paige is going to campaign for him.
Well, will she? Or will she? I'll be very curious to see how the Summer Winter House people campaign for.
Who they're campaigning
like
for.
All the women, right. How they do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of, let's go to the top right. I think it'll be Andrea and Juan.
Well, remember, I'm not voting for Juan.
Right. Okay. 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 It could be Harry Hamlin.
I actually. Oh, that'd be nice.
I'm all for Juan going far because again, he's beautiful.
Yeah, he is cute.
Beautiful. All right. And that
would have like, I would love like a good upset though.
I agree. Like it'll be very interesting.
Like would Joe Gorga could actually go now for
over Andrea? Absolutely not.
It's true.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Where Austin is tall, Joe is not.
Okay. So then
that bottom right is going to be a tough one.
I think Evan and Andy Cohen.
It's going to be interesting because I think it'll come down to Steve Gold versus Andy, and that will be a battle.
That will be a battle.
And so, but I think it'll be, I'm kind of thinking like, is it going to come down to Evan and John Barlow?
I mean, Andy could really campaign for himself too. He has a whole platform called Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, is that new?
Like, what if he said on it, like, vote for me?
I mean, he submitted a photo last year and it was a hot, hot swimsuit photo.
Do you think he controls his Instagram like someone else sent that for him?
No, I think he sent it.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe he's, maybe it made him feel better and he had like an assistant send it. So it was like not him, but him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Listen, I don't, it's going to be very interesting because.
So again, who's your overall winner?
My overall winner is Andre. I think that it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be a tough time.
I originally thought, I'm like, Andy is going to, Andre,
which Andy? Oh,
okay. Andrea is going to go all the way. He's going to take it for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, as I'm discussing it, I think the Giggly squad is going to help. And I think Craig is going to take it. I changed it up. I changed my mind.
Okay. Okay. I could also, if Andy Cohen beats Evan, I could also see Andy Cohen being the overall champ too.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun. I mean, it's going to be an interesting year.
I'm excited to see how you guys vote because, again, just as a reminder, do not get mad at us for the choices you guys made.
Everyone, we put up the past winners and everyone's like, how did Bo make the win? Like, how?
But let me tell you why. Because Stassi campaigned and Stassi got Bo the win. So that's why campaigning is super important.
We also we all fell in love with Bo that season. We were all so smitten for him.
We were happy for Stassi at that point because she was dating that guy, Patrick, and Bo seemed like such a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Like in the moment it made sense. Yes. Now you're years removed and you say, what the hell?
Yeah.
I wanted to quickly go to, before we end this, about some like RIP.
Oh, that didn't make it.
Because, NIT.
Yeah. NIT. I'm upset.
That's you guys. That's a real March Madness term, by the way.
Yeah, just so you know. You said it earlier.
Oh, I sometimes I don't know what I say in my head and
it's okay. People who didn't make it. Jason Cauchy. Surprising.
Oh, too bad.
That's okay. Barry Smith from Southern Charm NOLA. I thought maybe he might be there. Lamar, Leva's husband from Southern Charm. He's a looker. Guys, this is a tough one. I'm really upset by this. Russell from Real Houses of Miami didn't even crack the top 64. Have you guys seen him?
What do you think that was about? What was that about? Seriously?
I don't know. I don't know. And it was upset. I was like, oh, he'll be like an 8 or 9 seed easily. I don't understand.
Is this the people weren't watching Miami or maybe didn't recognize the name?
It could be, but again, you know, and people are going to yell at us. Well, if you include photos, but here's the thing is Google exists. And now we have photos for the top 64. Do you think, moving on, do you think Candace will tweet again about how there's a hot man contest and her husband was not included? Because last year she tweeted about that, yet did not vote.
Right.
So I'm wondering if that'll happen.
Okay. How many housewives do you think? Wait, Teddy's husband didn't make it.
Yeah. He did not make it.
Upsetting.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. How many housewives do you think filled out the Google form?
Zero.
Really? I feel
like they don't do that because I think that they get nervous that maybe we can see it.
Like tracking them?
Yeah, but I made it so it was anonymous. I didn't want to shame anybody for the choices that made it into the top 64. Individual shame. Full shame. Absolutely.
Right.
But like right on that cusp was Brad Cam's dog trainer from last year. Like,
he was literally, he was the 65.
He was 65. Yeah. That was surprising to me. Even Stephanie's husband, Travis, but maybe that's just a me thing.
With that.
I'm surprised that John Jansen, Shannon's boyfriend, didn't make it over
Travis.
Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking like,
I mean, Shane Simpson made it, guys. Shane.
I'm happy for that dork.
Apollo. He usually makes it. I'm surprised he didn't make it.
Yeah.
Even though he was like awful, Drew's husband from Real Housewives of Atlanta,
he's
Ralph.
Good looking.
Or Mike Hill.
Yeah. Mike Hill. Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Mike is hot.
Yeah. He's hot.
Let's see. You know, it's like, it's always funny because this is like what happened last year was these below deck sailing guys, like because the show had just started, they weren't like good, right. Like they weren't known enough. So now that's why a couple of them are in this. But let's talk about the chef. You guys all talked about Marcos, the chef. Oh, he better be in it. He wasn't even in close to the 64. I don't understand what happened there. I don't understand.
Okay. Next year, I guess it wouldn't even matter. But like if you said like the top 32, it doesn't really matter though.
You know, either way, you could vote as many times as possible. Right. It was surprising just to see who didn't make it. Like I just, you know, but
what would happen if we said pick your 64? Do you think that would change it?
64 would still be chosen.
Right.
We could, 64 is a lot of people to choose from, you know, hard.
The 20 was hard.
It's hard, but you know, you could do 20, then come back and do another 20.
Right.
There were options. Yeah. Anyways, I think we've got a good top 64. We've got a few that slipped in, but listen, it's going to be a fun week. So here are the dates, right? So you have your bracket that will be released after Selection Sunday is available, after we do our live. Okay. So that's out there for you. Get your friends together, fill out brackets, make sure you put them online, do whatever it is you need to do to make sure that you are there during this week up until Thursday. You gotta DM your favorite Bravo Labs. We need those photos. We will do it too, but you know, we love the help because I think, you know, listen, as long if you bother them just enough,
they'll send it.
Okay. So we've got that. Thursday is when we first start to vote and you will see what on a the
lucky
bracket.
Day. Literally it's March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. It's when the fun begins.
We'll do the left side of the bracket. Okay. Then that Friday is the right side of the bracket. We break it up a little bit so that you don't have to have all this, right?
We don't want to stress anyone out.
No, this is not supposed to be stressful. This is about objectifying beautiful people. Okay. So then you'll do that. All right. We'll do that after once the voting is done, we'll announce who the winner is. Okay. And then here's what we'll do. Right after that, the next day, we're going to do the Hot Hall of Fame, okay?
Yes.
And that's where we'll come down to the four. So that way, you know, listen, it's always really tough to that serotonin when this is over. So we're going to ease you off. We're going to ease you off and give you another small a bracket to choose from, okay? Yeah. Don't worry. The winner will not be included this year, but next year will be included in that Hall of Fame bracket. And we could throw next year's winner too.
Also, I got nervous because it's like, yeah, next year there would only be five.
Oh, we'll do a play-in round.
Okay.
Don't worry. I got you. I've already been thinking about it. I've already been thinking about 2023 and we're not even there yet. But okay. So that's it.
Okay. So my overall winner is Craig and Mauricio. Yours is?
I'm going on Andrea and Carl. Mm-hmm. Okay. It will be a Summer House three-peat. We don't know, but that's the best part about March Madness.
Yeah.
And listen, at the end of the day, the real winner is us.
Yeah, because
we get to stare at these men and we all, and by us, I mean the collective us, jurors, all of us. We win.
Around the world. This is a contest for the people, by the people.
And we hope you guys have so much fun with this. We always enjoy this. This is our favorite time of year, like we said. So
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
All right. Happy voting, everyone.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain, but it also takes into account the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.